Siya ay isang Filipino-Canadian singer at comedian. Siya ay ngayon ay nasa Pilipinas. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Mikey.
Magandang umaga. Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Mikey. Kumusta ka na dyan?
Mabuti po.
Salamat.
I'm so hot.
Talaga, talagang mainit ha? Talagang mainit dyan. Now, let's have a bit of background for some of our listeners who don't know you. Who is Mikey Bustos?
Well, I'm a Filipino-Canadian. I was born in Toronto, pero I just moved to Philippines 4 years ago.
Oh, really? And, so, dyan ka na nakatira?
Yeah, I'm a YouTuber. And,
okay.
I do comedy and music on YouTube about Filipino culture.
Okay.
So I'm also a singer too.
I tried to research your background sa Wikipedia, so hindi updated na nandiyan ka na pala sa Pilipinas. Pero yeah. So let's talk about this. You appeared on the reality television show Canadian Idol. How was that for you?
Yes, I did. Oh, it was amazing. You know, I was 21 years old at the time.
Uh-huh.
It was 2003, and it was season one. And I tried out. It's like it's like Australian Idol.
Talaga?
Same franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I was voted into the top eight that year, and it changed my life. So it was my first foray into show business in Canada. And I toured in Canada, USA, Philippines. It eventually forged me into the world of entertainment.
I heard that when you were competing at the Canadian Idol, apparently you have established the largest fan base early in the competition, and you made headlines all over the country. How was that for you?
Yeah. Oh, it was amazing. The fan support is so good, especially the Filipinos. To Canada, it was a big deal because up until that point, there hadn't been a Filipino in the top 10 in any country. This was even before Jasmine Trias of American Idol and Danish Idol. This was it was a big deal for Canada, and I was trying to represent Filipinos, and the Filipino vote, syempre, so strong.
So ikaw pala yung nauna amongst all other countries ng yung may nag-produce ng Idol. So what lessons did you learn from the Canadian Idol?
Well, for one thing, it was helped me deal with the pressure, you know, because in Idol, the competition, most people are amateurs, we're just normal people, and then all of a sudden we're given super exposure and we're thrown into mainstream. And we have to read, you know, the negative press, stuff online, and it's a lot for us to take. We have to learn how to deal with all of those pressures.
Okay.
Very fast, you know. So it was really cool.
Now, Mikey, how many albums have you recorded so far?
Oh, I've recorded many. I am siguro...
Hindi na mabilang.
Yeah, I maybe have about 12 CDs na.
Okay.
So it's been many years of producing music and making people happy.
So what's your bestseller so far?
I think right now my bestseller would be a CD called Balik Bayan Box.
Uh-huh. Talaga?
And, yeah. And it's basically a compilation of all of my songs to YouTube.
Yeah.
And so I have several, and I'll be selling some actually when I go there in Australia next month for my concert.
So mm-hmm. Ikaw ba yung nagsusulat ng yung mga kanta?
Opo. So I have parodies, and then I also have original music. So I songwriting is one of my favorite things.
Okay.
To do. So I do write the lyrics.
Okay, so you have traveled the famous cities of U.S., particularly New York, Los Angeles, San Diego, and Las Vegas. So, talagang showbiz yung concentration mo, right?
Yeah, I would say so. It's something I always wanted to do as a kid, and now that I'm doing it, I feel like parang I'm awake in a dream.
Ano yung sabi ng mga parents mo that you become like that, like this?
Well, at first they were kind of... Siyempre, they wanted me to be a doctor. I went to school to be a veterinarian.
Right.
I studied biology, and so I, after going through the schooling, I'm like, Mommy, I want to stop school. I want to be an entertainer. And so it that first they're like, get your head out of the clouds. And then, but now, you know, now they're completely different. They're happy, and I'm happy. We're all happy. I followed my heart.
Oh, that's great. So you said you wanted to become a vet. Is that why you developed an interest in ant keeping?
Yes.
What's ant keeping, by the way?
That's another thing. Wow. Huh? I have a company called Ants Canada, and I sell ant farms around the world. It's a company that I founded and that I own. And it's something else I do besides that allows me to do something else besides show business, because sometimes I go crazy.
Okay.
And I want to do something scientific, so I do that too.
Siguro pag kinakagat ka ng langgamit, natatauhan ka.
Yeah. Exactly. Especially dito sa Pilipinas, di ba? The hantik.
Oo, talaga. So nakagat ka na ba ng hantik?
Oh, yeah, syempre.
And you still love and you still love them?
I still love them. I don't. They're love bites.
Okay, Mikey, sikat na sikat yung mga video mo sa YouTube, ah. Ano yung pinakamaraming hits doon?
Siguro I have a song called "Mythical Creatures Rap," and it's a rap about duende, the white lady, and capre.
Yeah.
So it's I think it. Total on Facebook and YouTube, it has around maybe 5 million hits.
Wow.
Views or 6 million, something like that.
Now you made mention na nandiyan ka na sa Pilipinas 4 years ago na. So what made you decide to go back to the Philippines?
Well, when my YouTube channel ko, it went viral, I started to get endorsement deals sa internet. So one of the deals flew me to Pilipinas to shoot some TV commercials for a snack brand called Chicharon ni Mang Juan.
Talaga?
And so it was it's a snack brand by URC, and I filmed the commercials and I decided to stay because I saw the fan support dito sa Philippines, and it was a great decision. I loved it. I signed with GMA Network. So I was doing a lot of TV, and then I've just stayed here ever since.
Kumusta naman yung fan base mo dyan?
Oh, they've been so kind.
Talaga?
They've been so kind. Yeah, and also even there in Australia, and everyone who is on YouTube, they're just so supportive, talaga, and I feel really blessed.
So ano yung highlight ng iyong pagtira dyan sa Pilipinas? So yung pag-perform mo dyan o yung pagtatrabaho mo dyan sa Pinas?
Oh, ako I love, I've done lots of things. I've done movies, I've done TV commercials, pero my favorite, siyempre, is being able to perform live.
Talaga?
I've been doing a lot of shows here dito sa Pilipinas. My last concert was in Cebu, in SM Seaside City. I did a whole concert there on the 27th of December, just after Christmas, and it was great. It's really great, and I can't wait to do concerts in Adelaide and Melbourne and Sydney.
Oh, tell us about
that too.
So what will be your repertoire in that upcoming concert in Melbourne, Sydney and Adelaide?
My show, my tour in Australia, it's called the Palenque Tour Valentine's Day Edition.
Why
My
Palenque?
Happy Valentine.
Why Palenque? For Bakya crowd ba ito?
Well, for one thing, it's based on one of my videos called
talaga?
Palenque.
Uh-oh.
Yes, and then also, di ba, the Palenque, they offer different things. They offer food, they offer clothes. So my concert is a mishmash
talaga?
Of different things. So lots of comedies, there's singing, there's props, there's costumes, dancing, and music, and it's a lot of audience participation, so it's going to be a big variety show. I cannot wait. And and it's taking place February 19th in Adelaide, February 20th in Melbourne, and February 21st in Sydney.
Alam mo, Mikey,
they can expect lots of different kind of stuff.
Okay, alam mo, Mikey, magagalit naman ang mga taga Brisbane, lagi daw silang nag-miss out.
Oh nga, I'm so sorry. I wish I could visit Brisbane. Sana I will visit Brisbane one day.
So I'm sure we're gonna be in for a big surprise again this time. Alam ko, you've been here to Melbourne in 2014, if I'm right.
Yes, that's right. For the Philippine, their Philippine fiesta.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now I think we're gonna be running out of time. We still have to say goodbye. Thank you so much for your time, Mikey Bustos. And we look forward to seeing you in Melbourne, okay? And you can hear your song in the background.